Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to On Your Mullet. Welcome back to On Your Mental. This is the podcast that shares candid, open, sometimes vulnerable conversations between and about men. This is week 4 in a series of episodes dedicated to Movember, and today we're talking about men's bodies, men's fitness, and how it pertains to our health. I'm joined by Evan, a returning guest, also my roommate, and we're joined by our friend Ivan, who's a personal trainer at Equinox, and we have a good little chit-chat about how we feel about fitness, how it's presented in our lives, and how we feel it, I guess, pertains to our mental health today. So, I hope you all enjoy this week's conversation. If you're interested at all in donating to Movember, link is in the description, and I will see y'all in a moment when the episode starts. Peace.
Dude, Rubes gets extra light on his face too. Dude, you really taint the sword, dude.
No,
I'm done.
The first time we did it with this camera, it didn't focus on my face, and so now I have to
my eye bags.
I gotta supplement it. Yeah, look at you two. Couple cuties over there.
Do you think they get done flexing?
Breathing really heavily into the mic.
I'm out of breath.
Oh man. Pass out on that.
Are we recording?
Is this mic good?
It's live right now. Yeah. I feel like the placement's fine.
Why don't you do a...
We'll get that.
We're live on your men. On your men. Welcome back
to
On Your Men.
All you need to do is cut it.
On the mental pod.
This guy's an expert.
I'm here with Ruben on your men.
Keep it going.
Fresh out.
Welcome back first to Evan, returning onto the podcast, and then a fresh welcome to Ivan.
Oh yeah.
And it was funny, before y'all got here, I was thinking this is like Smash Bros. When you unlock a new character to use. You know, slowly we're getting more on here. Right? We've unlocked Ivan now. Now Ivan can be a guest.
Someone has to fight him first then.
Oh yeah. All right. Get out of push.
Shoddy subs. Take him.
Bring him back. Easy. Easy fight.
Feels nice to be on the other side of the wall for once.
Yeah.
Usually I'm in there,
but just listening in.
Can you hear me? His game's ear pressed up.
Oh yeah, okay.
Got the tea.
So that's why they're crying
all the time. All the time. Anyways, today the reason why Ivan you're joining us today is not only because you're our friend, but because you're gonna lend, I think, at least a more credible voice to the conversation today. Because today we're talking about fitness. We're talking about men's health and our bodies and physical fitness, how that ties into mental health. I guess it is a part of it. Quick little reminder here. This is week 4 now of our series of episodes in relation to Movember.
So cool.
It's pretty cool. It's all right. It's pretty
good
neat.
Stuff, man.
Great
good
stuff, suit. Guys. Good suit. One of the things they talk about in there is your physical health, how that can pertain to mental health. They do talk as well about checking things like your prostate, getting your prostate checked. Did Mitch say 50 after we were done? Like the age to check your prostate?
Yeah, I said something.
That was like earlier.
Yeah, somewhere else. I used to think it was like 30. I used to think you had to get checked around 30.
Why not just do it often?
Mitch was saying something about why don't we do it right now?
Have you heard these self checkups are pretty good? I've been trying those out.
Just feeling around for something. I don't know what I'm looking for, but it's in there.
Check for a friend.
Save water.
What
right?
being bros is really about?
Exactly.
Welcome back.
Welcome back now. Y'all come back now. Anyways, so today we're talking about physical health and how that pertains to our mental health. But the question that I wanted to start us all off with here is kind of what fitness means to you in your life today. And we'll get into what fitness has looked like for us at various points in our lives, various stages, and how that has affected how we feel on a day-to-day. I think it's an interesting dynamic between men and our physical bodies. I think a lot of times men can lean into like really honing in on fitness, especially when going through tough times. A lot of men will start going to the gym because it becomes an outlet and it's something you can control. We've talked about that a little bit before. It's a motivator. You can see some results, some progression, but we'll talk about more than that. So all of you, what does fitness mean to you?
Well, personally, my whole idea about fitness, this kind of young age is all about confidence. That's like the main factor behind it. Like if you're fit, you're confident. That's kind of like the idea as like a young man. But like the older you get, like you'll slowly shift to realize that like fitness should be more about health. Like your actual like how your body is functioning, right? Like when you're like young, you don't work out because like, oh, I want to be like healthy. I want to have like good heart, you know, like muscle stamina.
You're working out to look jacked.
Yeah, exactly. Like I want to like work out, look good for girls or whoever, guys. And that's kind of like, yeah, the reasons.
Dude, I had a principal that always talked about the heart. Four chambers?
Yeah.
That's his name. Mr. Four Chambers.
No, his name's Mr. Kisby. I don't know if he's still alive, but he would always talk about the heart. It was just, and I was like, what about it?
Gotta keep your valves pumping.
Like talking about like fitness?
Yeah. So every time like we would do a PE class, he had a whole spiel about it. There's four chambers in the heart. And then that's all I remember. And then we would go for a run and I was like, I hate this.
Think about this while you run.
Yeah.
Your chambers are bursting.
Yeah. Mm.
When I think of fitness so far in my life, it has been just around what you look like.
The aesthetic.
The aesthetic of it, right? I don't think about what it's actually doing for like my cardiovascular health, even though like I enjoy cardio. I enjoy going for a run on the treadmill. You guys all make fun of me for
the
doing
Ruben
it.
Warm-up.
Running like a gazelle.
The classic.
I've been told before that as I run, if I increase the speed.
The arms are low and the head is high.
Yeah, I'm
running. Because he's looking for one of us to like, look at him. Where are they?
Someone check me out. Check my form.
Man, my stride length just gets longer as the speed increases. My legs don't move any faster.
Dude, treadmill running is the worst kind of running.
It feels like shit.
It's so bad for you, actually.
I was watching, this is a terrible tangent, but there's a marathon runner, Eliud Kipchoge, I think that's his name. Yeah. He's like one of the best. Whatever. he was saying like if you run on the treadmill, you put the treadmill up to like a 0.5 incline. That's it, 0.5 or one, and then you run. And then that like helps your knees a little bit. Because if you run on a zero incline, it's actually not good for you.
What about the air runner or whatever?
Oh, like that one's better.
The one with the
because you're actually applying force on it.
What's that one? Doesn't have a motor, right? I thought those ones just run.
I can't figure out how to run on that. It's pretty scary the first time.
It exposes bad gait mechanics.
Oh,
yeah. Because so when you're in the treadmill, like you end up reaching rather than striking below your hip or behind you.
Mm.
Like when you're running, you have to propel forwards, right? Like you're constantly leaning, catching. So when you're in the treadmill, you're just reaching, which is actually like a braking mechanic.
Interesting.
So the moment you like transition, when you're running, it just hurts your knees.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Or like shin splints also happen from that.
Y'all listening might be going, wow, this guy knows his stuff. I forgot to mention, this is why I think Ivan will lend well to the conversation today. Ivan is a personal trainer, and you are a personal trainer at Equinox. Fucking sick.
Yeah, it's okay. It's not just any gym.
It's Equinox. No. The best of the best.
It's like a hotel.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real quick, we'll come back to us talking about what fitness means to us. I'm on the same page as you, where for me it has been just about physical health and everything. Do you want to quickly just give us like a little rundown of what you do with Equinox? What's your role there?
Well, like you said, I'm a trainer. So Equinox, it's a commercial gym, and the difference between like I guess other commercial gyms is that Equinox actually has a very like holistic approach to fitness or health training. It values all aspects of it. So we're very keen on like longevity and bulletproofing the body so that so you feel good when you're older. Like the whole point of being like
interesting
of having a body, like you only get one body, right?
Your body is a temple.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're keen on that. Nutrition and like regeneration, all that thing like plays a big aspect of it. There's like a big whole, like I remember my onboarding, it was like a whole video on it. But which is good because like my approach to fitness was like the moment I knew how to work out, like I used to work out for, I wouldn't really say aesthetic, but like just for like strength. Like it was cool lifting heavy things.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It made me feel good. Like especially like if there's some sports that like you weren't good at and then everybody was like better than you at. And then you picked up like weights. When you're working out, it's just like you're just versing yourself, right? So every day you're like, oh crap, I'm way better now. And just feels good. Like it's like just feel good every day.
Like that feeling like when people are looking at you in the gym because you're lifting something so big.
Yeah.
Never
instant
experienced
instant
it.
Instant gratification.
It is, Kabir though, on the other hand.
It's cool though.
Yeah, that's but cool. Yeah, the moment I started, like, it's the moment I started learning how to work out, that's mm-hmm. when my whole approach changed.
Mm-hmm.
And now I kind of just work. You guys used to make fun of it. Functional.
Oh, yeah.
Functional training.
I would, for sure.
I feel like that's the thing that, like, a lot of guys will default to is making fun of functional training. It's the same idea as, like, making fun of.
They don't understand.
Like, yeah. It's like, not something that you
like
can, like.
Fashion.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Nails.
Sure. Nails, yeah.
The people make.
It's stuff you don't quite
understand.
It
just comes back down, though, to, like, the ideology, right, that. When kids or like young teenagers start working out, is because they're into bodybuilding, right? They want big muscles, right?
Yeah.
Compared confidence. To like actually like functional muscles and like things you can use at your everyday job if you have like a physical job and mm-hmm. continue to stay healthy, right?
Yeah.
Not just show muscles.
You right? see the Chris Bumsteads of the world.
Everyday movement, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
Well, back in our era, it was Zizbra.
Zizbra.
That's yeah. the whole.
Before
me, here we go.
Before C Bumstead, it was Zizbra.
It was.
Yeah.
Jeff Side.
He still is. 11 years later.
Jeff Side. David Laid.
Yeah. Oh, David Laid's sick.
Who's getting laid?
Who? All right. But to keep us on topic a little bit, though, I like the approach that Equinox takes because that's kind of like where we head as we mature. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? When we're young guys, we think of it as being like bodybuilders, whatever. Bulky. As we're getting older, I've talked about getting physiotherapy, you've talked about doing physio, you've talked about recovery. You start to realize you really do just have one body and it's a little bit fragile. And if you start to fuck shit up early, it's going to give you a much longer, I guess, struggle in finding fitness.
Like
right?
strength training is like mm-hmm. one attribute of overall
fitness. Very small piece of that.
We actually work with a lot of physiotherapists as well. Like some of our clients who have like sciatica will like get in contact with their physiotherapist and see like what they've like diagnosed them because we don't really diagnose, like we'll do like mobility assessments, but then even then
can't like legally diagnose somebody, right?
I mean,
say, like, I think you may have this.
Yeah,
you have to pass you on.
the most we'll tell you is that you have this tight and then this unstable or this like restricts your movement, which then probably why you feel like this.
You can only give them the facts.
Yeah. Legit. Yeah, just facts. That's all I got.
That's a cool approach though. Caps, how do you feel about fitness? What does fitness mean to you?
Fitness is a big part of my life now. But initially when I got into it, it was more of like, it's always been like a stepping stone for me. Like what Evan is saying, confidence wise, I still use it for confidence and self-esteem. Yeah, that's the root of why I started.
I have a very... I don't know very, but I got a weird relationship with fitness. I feel like I'm so inconsistent with it. And I've talked about this a few times. I feel like I'm so inconsistent with it that I look at it for like a thing to rely on once in a while. I don't look at it as like a particularly persistent part of my life.
Like a tool.
Like a tool. Nah. Which is not great because I can go through periods like right now I haven't been to the gym as often. And so now I feel like fitness ain't great, right? And it's rough, man. It's rough sometimes.
But does that affect like your mental health?
Absolutely, it does. For me, it does. It makes me feel like for a while, I'm okay with it. Like I'll be fine with it for a bit. And then eventually it starts to creep back. And it's like, oh, like I'm starting to like notice like some weight coming back in places that I don't like or whatever. And then now I start to feel shitty about how I look. And then now that confidence starts to slip away.
Yeah.
And then it's this like really annoying roller coaster of going back and forth between, okay, now I have to really focus on what I'm doing. I have to stop eating what I want to eat. Right. Because I've in that 23andMe thing, I'm genetically predisposed to put on weight more easily. And so I can eat freely for not very long and I will gain weight.
For warm.
Like real quick. Maybe.
Your genetics probably. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's always so frustrating to me because I don't have to slip up for very long for there to be an effect where I notice it.
Yeah,
it's a slippery slope.
It's a slippery slope, man. But it sucks because you have to be so rigid with it if I want to like have the body that I was.
Yeah, but then on like the mental health side, like sometimes you get to that point where you're just like forcing yourself to go every day, and then like you ever get the feeling where you're just dreading going, and it's just nice to stay home.
Yeah,
or whatever,
that's true. A balance is key.
Yeah,
yeah. Like for me, like when I work out, like for me, I get it in a day. Like some days will be like more intense than the other days, but like I have to get a workout in. Reason for like how I used to think about it is like I used to like working out at night. And I think I told you this before, like my whole approach to training was like when I was in a really bad mindset mentally, like I was using it as punishment. Like I was punishing myself because I wasn't happy, like, or frustrated, like with whatever part of my life that I wasn't, that didn't have enough control.
Mm.
So I was like, all right, I'm gonna go to the gym, beat myself up. At least then I'm doing something good.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But then the approach was like back and forth. Like it was so bad mentally. Cause then I'm like, what am I actually doing this for? Like, why am I actually working out? It wasn't like until like I started adjusting like the mental aspect of like, why do I feel this way? And then why am I doing it? That like I had a healthier version of working out.
Mm.
And then now I started working out like early morning. And then the reason I started working out early morning is like the first thing you wake up when you work out, and like, and it's the first thing you do is like you're doing something for yourself before anybody else.
Mm.
Like you're putting yourself first, like first action like is for you, like nobody else. And I felt like just naturally as a person, I always felt like I didn't really care about myself.
Mm.
I always put others first. But doing that, working out, kind of like helped me reinforce like that habit of like, look, sometimes it's good to put yourself first.
Interesting. So you look at it almost as a way of
like habit building,
but like you're like priority setting.
Yeah.
You're putting yourself as the number one priority, and a way of doing that is, and I guess showing yourself that you continue to do that, even if the rest of your life is changing, you're still doing that through fitness.
Mm-hmm.
You're putting yourself first in that way.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of neat.
Like the whole like self-love thing.
Yeah.
I like that.
It was like one way of doing it. Cause I didn't know what self-love was or like how people did it. Like it just didn't make sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, being fitness, like always been like around, and like I needed an outlet somehow and like practice that. I didn't know how to practice self-love. And I think working out was like the one way to practice self-love.
Mm-hmm.
It just had to come from like the right place mentally and in your heart.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Y'all ever like toy around with the idea of like body positivity?
PEDs, what?
Yeah, some PEDs. Yeah. You guys ever play around with the idea of taking drugs? Body positivity in men is a funny
thing
for me to think about personally.
Mm-hmm.
I think because I think of fitness the way that I think about it, which is that it's like such a controllable thing where if I really want to like, if you wanted to, you could do it. You know what I mean? If you wanted to, you could be fit. I struggle with the whole idea of body positivity, which then comes back on myself. And so if I am not feeling great about my body, even though like my friends around me might be like, yo, there's nothing wrong with you, right? Doesn't matter. Like my mom will still always love me. You know what I mean? Shit like that. But like if I'm starting to feel, exactly. But if I'm starting to feel like, oh, like I'm feeling a little bit too fat or something like that, I start like hating how I look.
Yeah.
And so the whole body positivity thing to me has always been something that's hard because I'm in a way I'm jealous of people who can not care. Someone who is okay with how they look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if it's if it's something that I wouldn't want to look like, I'm jealous that you're fucking happy. I wish I could be happy.
Yeah. It's a curse.
It's a goddamn...
It sucks. It sucks that you showed up outside and...
Yeah. You always say it too, and then I hate having abs.
No. People make fun of you, man.
For having abs.
They do.
I want to live in his world.
Really?
They do. They always think you're showing off, but you're just you're just hot.
There's
that means sweaty.
Yeah, that's how it comes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. God.
All right.
But it's
life sucks.
Like there's no I think it's the whole comparison deal, right? You're always comparing, right? People, I guess that's the trap you can get into. If you're comparing your physical self to other people, that's always hard to deal with. Because anybody who's like thinking that you're showing off by taking good care of your fitness, they're just like frustrated with their own body and seeing that, right?
Like all perspective too,
it's all perspective.
Like, like the whole body positivity thing, like when you feel like, or when people feel like they don't look good or like feel good about their body, I feel like it's more of a mental thing. It's like you're not doing yourself a favor because you know you could be better. So I feel like that's what it is, really. Like because people, some people are happy with how they look, right? It all depends where you start. Right, like if you're morbidly obese and then you've lost some weight, that if you ask that person, is he happy with that body?
Right.
So,
Really?
I meant that.
All right,
that was unintentional. That was unintentional.
I meant like.
We'll get there.
I meant like in general. Like if you ask
the other hand.
My boy Mac. Like if you ask, ask somebody who was fuck me. Sorry,
if you ask somebody who was morbidly obese who had then lost weight and they might still be overweight,
right,
they're gonna be happy with where they came
from. Or like, so for example, like for me, like I was always skinny. So I always had skinny boy ass. But if you ask me if I was happy like 3 years ago about with my body, I'd say no.
Mm-hmm.
And like to the perspective of the people, it's like, they're like, what the fuck's wrong with me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you're, because in that like situation, you're thinking about where you started to where you are now.
Yeah.
So it's that journey. Whereas everyone else is looking at
where you are right now.
Exactly. Yeah. So you're like,
oh, he went from 9% to 6%. Why? Yeah. He should have been happy the whole time.
Yeah. If you went from like, what Ivan was saying, if you go from extremely obese to just obese, just fat, or just a little overweight, and you start posting like a ton of pics of yourself, people are going to be like, relax, you're not like in great
there's still
going
to be someone, exactly. Like, people are still going to dog you. Yeah.
I don't think that's true, because there's a lot of people on TikTok.
The ones who do those transformation videos.
Yeah, like but not even that.
Because they see the journey.
Not even one. There's like some like really big guys. I forget the name. But
oh, I think
when they like lose, like they're like huge guys. And they like go down like 50 pounds and they're still huge. But like people are pretty supportive.
No, that's what I'm saying. True. Like when you see that transition, but still like that person, if you saw just where they are and they're not talking about their weight loss journey, you might think like, why aren't you going to the gym?
Yeah.
You know what
I'm
saying? Like people can still have that negative like outlook.
If you don't
on
know
you.
The best.
Because you are comparing how you are today to how they are today. You're looking at them the way that they are. And from your own bias, how you feel about them is how you're gonna feel about them.
Yeah.
Or how you feel about you is how you're gonna feel about them, rather. Which is shitty.
Yeah.
Right? But not everybody, a lot of people do it.
Yeah. And sometimes that's about yourself.
It is about yourself. Yeah. It's about how you feel about you.
Yeah.
And you're projecting it onto other people.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I feel like we talked about this before. Like, you go into the gym and you see somebody who's overweight in the gym. You're never thinking like, oh, like you're overweight in the gym. Yeah. You're thinking, fuck yeah. Like get at it.
Yeah.
Right. You never have that assumption when you're there.
It's the last thing you actually think of like judging.
Mm-hmm.
Like I feel like all of us can admit to this. Like when you go to, or anywhere really, you go outside, you're judging people.
Of course. Yeah.
Right,
it just happens.
It's funny,
and it's his arms looking at their arms.
What makes you a douche is if you act on it and say something.
Yeah, yeah. But like if you're criticizing people and putting them down from what's
like,
in your head.
The first thing I like despise in the gym is like etiquette.
Yes,
you know,
poor gym etiquette.
Yeah, poor gym etiquette.
Put your damn weights back.
Yeah, or just like
put on some deodorant.
Gym
for the love of God.
That too.
Sorry, all the time.
But sorry, you're gonna say.
I was just saying, gym douchebags.
Yeah,
my boy Sebs. I gave that guy all the tools to be
where they're just walking around staring at people and stuff too. That feels just rude.
Yeah,
when you're just eyeballing everybody.
So that's because they're Myron.
Yeah, maybe. Shout out to Ziz. We'll get to Ziz too.
Myron.
If you think about like your time and your weight loss journey, if it has been weight loss, I'm thinking of myself. I'm thinking of yourself, Evan. If you think about feeling skinny versus where you are now, Cabs just shredded to the fucking max year round.
Okay. I remember when Cavs was skinny.
See, that's the like.
So let's ask that though. Taking that seriously, I know I'm making jokes about it, and I like comedy is an easy way to deflect on these things. But have you ever like looked at yourself in the mirror naked and thought, "I don't like it"?
All the time,
sure.
Many times,
yeah.
Multiple times,
yeah.
I had that this morning.
Really?
Yeah, and it's more of a mental thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How cold was it in the bathroom?
Where'd he go?
Got me back.
No.
It's more of a mental thing, man.
It is, for sure. It's just perception.
Yeah, like, no, like, so someday, like, here's the thing, too. Like, I tell my clients this all the time. A week away from the gym, your body's not going to change.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
The same answer, like, training with me twice a week will get you minimal change.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, like, because it's been such, like, a routine of mine, and like it's there for me to feel good mentally. If I'm not training like every day, I wake up the next day, I look at myself, and I feel like I look like shit. And
wow.
It's for sure a form of body
even from dysmorphia.
Like I know this too, because then I'm like just relaxed, but like the moment I flex, I'm like, okay, that's not too bad. And then you shower, you kind of like wash all that bad like negative thoughts out, and then you kind of have like a moment, you come out of the shower, you're like, okay.
Look in the mirror, take a couple selfies.
I feel like I always look better after I come out of
the shower. Right? Yeah, dude, it's all good thoughts, yo. I swear to God.
Wipe the steam off the mirror. Okay. Now we're getting so
better. The lighting change or something. It's also because we're wet.
Yeah. I know what you guys are
talking
about.
You're wet coming out of the shower.
Just dry as hell. Dry as a bone. Just
stood there.
Just got the toes on me.
Yeah. Oh, man. Just cried. Yeah. Then you felt better.
Man.
That's a real shower.
Showering your tears. But I don't like the way that I look a lot of the time. And I've never gotten to a point where I've felt like, oh yeah, I feel sick. Like I'll send like the selfies like photos, as I'm losing. Yeah. Like I love my back. Yeah. This is another thing too, as a man, like there are parts of me that I like. This applies to everybody. It doesn't have to be men, obviously. There are parts of me that I like. There's parts of me that I don't, right? I love my back. Mm-hmm. I feel good about my back. I feel strong with my back.
Trap Lord. Mm-hmm.
Trap Lord.
I think like 90% of like men would just say they're like never satisfied. Yeah, like even you look at like pro bodybuilders or like anyone that does fitness, there's always something more they think they can do, right?
We're identifying the fact that we all like something about ourselves, even though there's always things to improve on.
Right.
Right. I mean, that's the point of that. me asking like if y'all have ever looked at yourselves and thought like, oh, I don't like how I look naked. That's something real that you live with every day. You know what I mean? And that's when you can get, I think, into those more negative headspaces if you're not happy with how you look. So I want to ask that question of how you feel fitness kind of ties into mental health for you. And maybe even not to put you on the spot, but to maybe start our conversation here. If you're able to talk a little bit about your weight loss, like transformation journey, the fluctuation of it, because I know that you and I have talked about that a couple times.
It's been a long journey, but I think I finally found balance right between being able to kind of eat what I want. I don't eat the cleanest still, but I still go to the gym often. I've been able to keep my weight the same, and I've been happy about that. But over probably the past 6 years, I had maybe 4 years ago, I was really heavy. I was 265 and I lost a lot of weight, and then it came down to one of our friends' birthday parties, and then it was just all downhill from there. And I gained back the whole 65 pounds I lost over the next year. And then I did it again, a year later, that I lost all that weight to get to where I am now. But one of the biggest things that stuck is that when I look in the mirror, when you look at yourself naked or whatever, I still have stretch marks all around my mid range, right? From when I was heavy. And I see those every day. And even if I no matter how skinny or how much weight I lose, the scarring is still there. Right. And it's slowly gotten better over the years, but it's still pretty prevalent around my love handles and stuff. So I guess it ties into the body positivity thing. I'm learning to love myself shirtless, even when I go to the beach or go swimming or something. Even with these scars, it's kind of a reminder of what I used to be and what I don't want to be, but also of how far I've come. At least personally. So
yeah,
it's like your own tattoo.
Yeah. In a way. Scars. You know what? Actually, what's actually the worst about them is that, it's the skin is still thin, right? So, sometimes I'll, manscape, my, chest or whatever, right? And the razor will, cut the skin super easy.
Really?
Yeah, the first time I was just, shaving, right? Because you wouldn't believe it.
Shaved.
But, yeah, and then I started, bleeding, on the skin because it just, cut right away. I was like, oh.
Man.
Ow. but yeah.
Yeah. It's the stretch mark thing is a real thing.
Yeah.
I remember when in SFU when I was starting to I think it was around first year. I was heavier then too. I was over 200 by a decent amount. And I remember when I first started going to the gym and like there was a period of time where I was putting on muscle and then I was seeing stretch marks for the first time. Mm-hmm. And I still have some inside here, you can see weird stretch marks, and right
I
there,
have the same ones. Yeah,
you see that same shit right there. And I hated it at first. When I first saw them, I was like, fuck, stretch marks are something for fat people. But then I realized, no, you were fat, you're losing it. This is the fucking point. And it's because your body is changing quickly. And it that even took a while to get over as a hurdle, was seeing that start to happen. I felt self-conscious about that. And I did for a while. You ever heard of biotin?
Yeah.
Bio oil, whatever. I was rubbing that on there because supposedly that's going to help your stretch.
Did it?
I think it does actually.
It,
because it's the same thing for acne scars.
Is it a placebo? Did you stay consistent
with it? I stay consistent with it for a little while. These used to be pretty bright, fucking stretch marks, right? And they did like help like reduce the.
I feel like it was more about the color, not exactly like the sizing.
Yeah, like, I don't care if it's gonna be there, but it's the color of it because then it stands out, right? Yeah. Being such when they're a like fucking white dude, like it's pretty easy to see your stretch marks. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. So for you, it played into the mental health aspect in the sense that you felt what about being that heaviness or that weight?
A lot of it was like with my relationship, right? Like. Big thing about like relationships is being like attracted to your partner, right? And when I was that big, like I definitely wasn't the most attractive I've ever been, you know, to Fanny. So that was like a big motivator, like personally, like I wanted to look good for her. And now, you know, I feel I do.
Mm-hmm. That's so cute.
Yeah.
That's so dope, honestly.
It's, I'll say like here, you've talked to me about that before privately. And we've talked about that like just for 2 seconds here now, but I keep that in mind. If I'm like approaching a relationship too, I don't want to fall to a place of like complacency where you start to get lazy about what you're doing and you start to just eat out all the time. Because that's something you do when you're dating too, right?
Yeah, you get comfortable.
You get comfortable and you go out all the time. You go out and eat, but replace like a dinner date with an activity or something. Yeah. And maybe you're not eating as much when you go out.
My kind of dates.
Yeah. Cool, man. Go for a hike.
You've ever seen those like those stories or like maybe like a TikTok or something where like, oh, like she left me because I was like too fat, and then I like you got like motivated to do it. But like on the flip side, like if you started like dating this person, guy or girl, when you were like super fit and you're attracted to each other, and then you like gain like a lot of weight, like it's, I think it's sensible and fair to think that the person might not be as attracted to you anymore, and it shouldn't be the whole deciding factor in your relationship, right? You're not going to leave just because of that.
But no,
like,
because you are your
asshole. Also, if you're, but if you're like, as a person, like unwilling to like work towards, like it's
that's the thing with your physical.
There's a fine line. There's a fine line, obviously, between being shallow, but at the end of the day, like you still want to be attracted to that person.
Yeah.
So you need to find balance in your relationship.
I don't think it's an unfair ask.
Yeah.
You know, but it's not like, hey, you need to do this or.
Yeah. You're not like giving them. It's not an ultimatum. Ask.
It is an uncomfortable ask. That's, I think that's one of the main.
But it also comes with the approach. Like if you, you know, like start going to the gym with them together, right? Those kind of things, like doing like healthy activities or eating clean food together. Like you have to start, you know, working towards that.
I feel like sometimes when girls actually, or not just girls, like when someone leaves a relationship because someone has like let go of themselves, I feel like a lot of the guys think it's the physical appearance that like made the girl leave. But I'm like starting to think more like it's the habit, right?
It's like, do you care about yourself?
Because at the end of the day, like the reason why you got to that point is probably because you stop doing these things in your life. Like, you stop taking care of yourself.
Yeah. And then, and that's what they actually see. Like they don't see the one they love getting bigger or getting size. It's more like they're getting, like they're losing themselves, you know, it's not who they are anymore. And like at some point I feel like that partner then starts to think, oh, is it me that's making that person lost? Do I then need to take a step back? Or I think it's best, like if for example, if you still love that person, you're probably like, I think it's best for that person to just be alone and like figure out why they're all of a sudden like going down this, like,
it's true. And sometimes it is that like that shell shock of being broken up with that they needed to find themselves again, and kind of, because
it's like, it's like going up with the whole complacency thing. Like I feel like some people like get in relationship for comfort and like a safety net, and like sometimes like life's gonna throw a bunch of shit at you, and like because you have a partner that you just end up like distracting yourself. And it's shitty to say that like some partners are a distraction. Like they end up being a distraction. So you don't end up like finding as to like how to handle like external problems in your life, because that partner is always there. It's going to be like a source of love, for example. But
then you start going to them for so much.
Exactly.
And you rely on them for what you had prior to even meeting them, you know? And that's when you start to lose yourself. You become so comfortable with the idea that this person's just there and you're with them and they're happy with you, blah, blah, blah.
And it all comes around to like self-love.
You keep looking over at me.
I definitely relate to that. Like in the beginning of my relationship, it was kind of like, why do I care what I eat? No, I don't need to like look good. I don't need to feel good. Like she'll always love me, right? But it's not true. I mean, she did always love me. I learned myself before like anything really happened.
But like flip that on yourself. You love yourself more now.
I do.
right? That's the craziest thing. It's like a lot of the times we think we do these things for other people, but it's like fitness or like being like physically comfortable in who you are. It's for you at the end of the day.
That's what, I mean, it's going to, that's a hard concept to
understand.
Yeah. But like, I feel like as we're getting older, we're starting to understand that more. We're starting to
And like, it's not just like fitness. Sure. I feel like just love is just
self-care.
Innate.
Yeah. Hey.
Self-care.
But that's true, right? And I guess this is the whole idea of like being physically fit and how it pertains to your mental health, because you do feel good about yourself when you feel good about yourself physically. It's one of the things, right? You can feel great about yourself physically and still have bad days, right? Like that's not the only thing in your life. Yeah. Like physical fitness does not equate to everything. And it's different for everybody, right? We talked about earlier, some people are okay with the idea of not being in the best shape of their life, right? And that's fine for them. They're happy. And I'm jealous of those people. I wish, right? And I can, for the most part, I can be really happy. Like, but then sometimes that thought just keeps creeping back. The whole like fitness thing will kind of swing. It's like a pendulum comes back into my life, and now social it's like, media, fuck, I'm bothered by it again.
Yeah.
And then it's gone because I stopped caring for it, and then it's back again because it's just the worst.
Or Evan's just yelling at him every day.
Yeah.
Hey, Rube, did you go to the gym today? Did you go to the gym today?
When
you just pass out on the couch.
Feel like shit.
When like I was interviewed for like that question, like what's fitness to me, I actually said like it's freedom. Like it makes me feel free, and like it sounds stupid, but like when I was a kid, me, Carlo, AJ, we would always climb roofs and stuff, and then one of our best friend Parvez doesn't really climb anything. He couldn't climb anything, and like it just made me so sad. Like he wasn't
capable. I was that kid.
I have
too,
that exact story.
No, but like he was like, so he wasn't capable. Was and kid. Then, and like, so like growing up, I don't know, that just like that memory stuck to me. Like looking down and like, yo, bro, just come. Just come up. And like the more like the older I got, it became more like, I don't know, like relevant.
Mm-hmm.
Like for me, like being so like spontaneous and like, I'm kind of like a dog. Like not in that sense, but like, but like innate, like like if I want to go for a run, I just want to like, I like parks, motions, and like I just want
to
go and
being
like,
able to just do something.
Exactly. And the main thing that like holds you back from like doing anything or like is movement, right? You're like, oh crap, I don't know if I want to hike because it'll hurt my knees.
That's very true. That's right? Very true.
And it just makes me like, you're not free then.
You don't get to experience everything in life.
Yeah.
But then there's, to just play devil's advocate, there are the people who don't give a shit about doing
that. Yeah.
Right. And that's okay for them. But I guess this is the thing. Like, we're all fairly like-minded. That's why we're friends.
Mm-hmm.
We all like the idea of being able to do something.
Yeah.
Right. I don't want to not be able to go for it. I know that you don't like hikes, but for me, like, I'd like to be able to go on a hike if I want to go on a hike.
And like a lot of my clients do is like, they realize the moment they, like my older population clients, like a lot of the time when they start training, it's not the workouts that's becoming easier. Mm-hmm. Like it is, that's progress, but it's the day-to-day things, getting off the couch. You know, they're like, oh, cool.
Just be able to like pick up their grandkids and like move with them.
Yeah.
Like know, that's, take them, go for walks.
That's so important in like quality of life.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? It's funny that last week we were talking with James and Ryan, and James was talking about the ability to be able to play with your kids. Right. Like, that's going to be something that's so important. And like that comes with youth, but also that plays into fitness, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're not fit, it doesn't matter how young you are.
Yeah.
You can't play. You can't move. Right? You can't do
things. Kid would be doing laps around you.
For real. Yeah. There's been periods of time where I would stop running for a while. And this is partly why I do my warm up at the gym. Yes, sure, it's on the treadmill, but I like to do that to tell myself I can still run.
Because
there was a period of time where I went like a whole summer of like, it was when I was younger, but I went a whole summer of not being particularly fit. And then I went back to play soccer the following year. I forgot how to run. I literally couldn't run. It was like my legs were like planting in like a weird way. Like it was difficult to run. And like I look at the older population, and like I know, like I've seen seniors who like they can't run. You can't move faster than a walk.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't ever want to get to that point if I can avoid it, unless there's some like crazy injury or something I get, and like I can't do it. But I want to be able to move if I want to move.
Do you ever ask like an old person like how was their day or like what did they do? I got this from Carlo, by the way. He's like, every time I ask an old person, what'd you do today? Oh, I went to the store.
Yeah, that's the extent of the day.
The whole day, because they took a long time.
And they're just like shuffling around.
It took a long time to go to IGA and walk back home. That was the day.
Yeah. But I wonder, when you think about that, though, like, obviously fitness has been something that, like, people have been fit forever, you know what I mean? But if you think about, like, when bodybuilding became as big of a deal as it was, thinking of bodybuilding as a fitness kind of like monument in life and society,
sure,
that hasn't been around for ages, and not to the extent that it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I wonder, just like the current older generation, if they just weren't exposed to fitness the way that we are. Fitness, I think, now is much more prevalent in young people's lives than it was before. And I say that because you remember fucking Dom Mazzetti, do you even lift, bro? Like that stuff.
Yeah,
remember when like you would ask people, do you even lift, like jokingly in like high school?
Yeah.
Then everybody started going to the gym. Yeah.
Even then though, the science to lifting wasn't even as good.
Yeah. And like there's so many more studies all the time.
Yeah.
Right. So I wonder how our generation is going to fare when we get older, if we're going to be like fit enough to not worry about that. If we're going to be fucking running around as seniors, I can go to 2 stores in a day. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's actually going to be worse.
I think we're busting our joints. I think it's going to be worse too.
Because technology is like, as a kid growing up, like fitness, like you're not like working out as a kid, right? But like we used to do like our runs during school, and now like things are slowly getting worse and worse. Like kids don't go out and play. I used to bike for ages. Like, I could bike everywhere. I would rollerblade like for fun, like on the weekends and stuff. When I was young, we'd go hit the dirt jumps with our bikes.
The dirt jumps.
Right. But like, that's like we're active.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Now kids aren't as active anymore. So
there is like, actually this really funny TikTok of like, he's like, oh, what did you do today? I was like, oh, I climbed a tree and I fell. And like this, and then in the video, his like arm is like broken, and he's like, and then I walked to the mall, and then I took a bus with my friend, and they're like 7 years old, and like, I was like, yeah, that's what we did as kids.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
now
yeah.
you ask like, and then they're like, the mom's like, oh, Johnny, like we gotta take you to the hospital. Like, ah, no, it's okay, and his foot's crooked. But now I feel if like a kid's like iPad's dead, and you're just crying.
Yeah,
that was like the whole TikTok, and I was like, yeah, that's facts, because like my niece is like always on their iPad.
Yeah that's very true and we talked about that last week too. Right, like the idea of parenting around technology as well. That I guess that can affect your physical fitness, right, which ultimately then affects your mental health.
I feel like it's all connected. It's the perspective of fitness. So right now I feel like more and more like a lot of like for example, a lot of like influencers like that I follow as a coach or as a trainer, like they're addressing longevity and like how to take care of your body, like how to bulletproof your body. But I don't know if you guys, is that even on your For You page?
Nah,
because it's kind of like
got dogs on my page.
Yeah, so like I feel like with moving forward with the generation being like so caught up on aesthetics still with the upcoming technology, then yeah, I feel like we're gonna be even more screwed, because strength training is just like adding on
the joints.
Exactly.
It's because you could kind of relate it to like at a young age, like investing for retirement. Like if you tell a kid right now, like, oh, put away 10% of your income for retirement, they're like, no, I don't want that. I want to get rich now. I want to like do all these things now.
Yeah.
They don't care about that. If you say, oh, you should, you know, think about these functional workouts, right? It'll help you, you know, like later in your life, right? Stretching. He's like, no, I'm just going to go like pull like 315 like deadlift without warm up when I'm like 120 pounds.
Yeah,
and try it.
It's good
for no reason.
So you're comparing into like strength training to like, let's say a 9-to-5 job, whereas investing would be mobility functional work. Training.
Yeah.
Like that. It's supplementing what you are going to do.
Yeah.
Because most people will be introduced to fitness through strength training. Most. Right. But when you learn about functional mobility stuff, like I got, I don't do mobility stuff. Yeah. The last time I did mobility shit was with you over the pandemic when everything was shut down. We're doing workouts. Yeah.
Dude, even athletes that I train, transitioning them with that whole mentality of like, oh, you got to do these correctives first for you to actually perform better. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm so sick of seeing TikTokers going like, train like an athlete, not a bodybuilder. And it's all like power movement and like super complex movement, when at the end of the day, like if you look at like these high-end athletes or top-end athletes who are training, like if you look at LeBron's like training, mm-hmm. a lot of it's like mobility work or like stability work.
When have you ever seen like LeBron deadlifting or like power cleaning anything?
It's legit just to like get your body.
He's always on a BOSU ball, like
the moment grabbing, your body can function properly, like in its own baseline, it's our body's meant to move. Like if our body wasn't exposed to like sedentary lifestyles and we were like back then as cavemen just fucking hunting and shit, dude, we were like running all day. I think there's like there's something, I forgot what it was, like back then, like we would be able to like run for like a long time.
Well, that's why humans are the best hunters. Yeah, they're the best predators, because we can just outrun something in the sense of time.
Yeah, we're Slenderman.
Something else will get tired. Yeah. We will continue to run. And that's why humans were such good hunters.
Yeah, you think we're gone and then boom.
Yeah, we're catching up to you. It's like, that scene in fucking The Other Guys. Come back and make love to my wife. It's the exact same way.
Yeah, man. Legit.
Yeah.
Are there any species of animal that are better long distance runners than humans?
I don't know. I don't know.
There must be, actually. I'm thinking of like a
someone asked ostrich. Siri.
Like as far as like
ostriches are just fast.
What about like a camel?
Like, I feel like a camel can walk for a long walking, time. But the thing is, you'll catch it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Someone is definitely faster than us. They're going to get further quicker, but they're going to be tired. That cheetah's like got to wait distance. And it's got to get some water.
Also, our metabolism was like way slower.
But then again, like you'll never know, like because animals only run like for that, like for instinct, like for food or something, or running away from prey. We just run because like, oh, I think I want to run a long time today, so I'm gonna go do it.
That's true. Now, like,
well, I mean, to be fair, back then that was our instinct to go hunt and run for that long, right? So we were like, we gotta get that thing over there.
Now we do triathlons for fun.
Disgusting. The last question that I want to just kind of like ask here and try and like tie things up a little bit for us is thinking about what we've talked about with a little of our journey and how we look at fitness and how we feel about fitness and how it ties to mental health. Do you feel healthy today?
Yeah, I think so.
A little.
I feel it's a yes or no for me.
It depends. Like I feel healthy, but then like I just started a new job and I climb probably like 1,000 stairs a day.
Really?
Just because I got to go up and down. Like, there's like really huge storage tanks. I'm always going up and down, up and down. And then, like, you know, I get to the top and I'm less like, I was like, I work out, but I'm still like, I'm huffing and puffing after a while, right? And then I'm like, okay, am I healthy? I don't know. Because I feel good. Like, I'm happy. But then when I start like hearing that, I'm like, oh, I'm tired. But it is normal to get tired. I just don't know like the extent. Well,
cardiovascular, baby. Well, now you can't make fun of Ruben.
Cardio, baby.
Yeah.
Cardio.
Yeah, a little more cardio.
But overall, I'd say, I feel healthy. Yeah.
That's good that you're feeling healthy though, man. Happy to hear it. Ive?
Yes and no.
Yes and no?
Yeah. Like I said, it's like a whole mental thing for me. Mm-hmm. Like if I'm not, for example, like I'm supposed to be on a body recon. Like I'm supposed to be like for the next 3 months, I'm back to bodybuilding.
Mm.
And
the purpose?
It's so I can gain more strength, essentially, and just I guess size too, because I feel like I've lifted the most I can with the tissues I have.
Oh, sure, you're peaking,
like
plateauing.
Yeah, it's plateauing. Yeah, and I just think it'll be a good, I don't know, just something to work on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Gives you like a challenge.
Yeah, because like body becomes like a whole nother challenge. It's like the meal prepping is way more mental too. Like a lot of my training aspect has been like I can survive with eating anything. Like be
plain oats.
And man, protein oats. And like protein and like oats. Be good. Like I'll stay like at a good body fat percentage and like feel good. But with this new goal, it's like it's different. Like gaining size is like I have to eat and eat. And like with my job, like I'm always on my feet.
So that's a challenge too then to put on size when you're as active as you are.
Yeah.
Mm.
Actually, yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't think it is. It's I feel like it's a...
Welcome to the force eating game.
Force eating game is real.
You're not hungry? Too bad.
Yeah. Just
shovel it down.
That's the thing that I've never understood, because I've never wanted to gain size. And so I've never understood the idea of needing to eat and forcing yourself to eat. To me, it's like, fuck, if I just ate, I'm good. Like, yeah. I will gain size.
That's why, like, bodybuilders, like, they, yeah, exactly. Because even, like, they're big already. Mm-hmm. So imagine their caloric surplus, what that looks like.
Right.
Like, for me, my maintenance is, like, around 2,800, which is pretty high for, like,
for your size.
For my size.
Yeah.
It's because of, like, the fitness that I'm around. Yeah. Like, I'm always, like, when I'm training people,
after they're, like, doing it with them.
Yeah, like, you're after always, demo. Yeah. Mm. It wasn't until recently that I got better at verbal cueing. So now I literally just talk and then I watch them. I'll show them once. Mm-hmm. And then... Mm-hmm.
Old people don't listen the best, though.
Yeah, so you got to, like, poke at them. And they'll move their hips.
Right. Right.
I've been really good at sound effects. Dude. They respond well to sound effects, man. I'll be like, pop that hip.
Nice. So you're feeling...
back and forth. It's more of like if I'm able to be consistent with my goal, I feel like I also just like I'm hard on myself.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, I'm going to point out the fact that we're asking how we feel if we feel that we're healthy. Objectively, numbers wise, you're in incredible shape.
Thank you.
Right? But you can still feel like there are opportunities, mm-hmm. that there's space for improvement or that there's something else you're working on.
Right.
Right. So it's all subjective.
Yeah.
Right. And that's the whole point of us talking about this is that everybody's bodies here are different.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. But we all feel a different way about how we are. Right. Also, you feel healthy. You don't feel healthy.
Yeah. Also, like when you say healthy, I think of like sleep.
Other aspects of your
stress. Like that's my sleep is freaking out the window.
Right.
Is that a good or bad thing?
Yeah, it's
bad.
Bad.
How much sleep are you getting?
None, yo.
It's terrible.
Like, I'm in bed on time, but, like, I go in and out of bed, and, like, I know it's because, like, there's something I'm not addressing in my life that I'm not okay with.
Mm.
And I can't fix it with fitness or being and looking good.
Mm.
So, in that
fitness
way...
Fitness is just one part of our, our mental health. Yeah. Yeah.
So in that sense, I'm not healthy, but in the superficial sense, I guess I am.
We'll save that for the next episode.
Yeah, right? Yeah. This will be a much longer talk, but interesting. I find that interesting that you can have those iffy days because if I, for a moment, and I'll get to you, Caps, if I, for a moment, were to say, like, if I was in your shape, I would be like, fuck yeah, I'm healthy. I'm feeling great. But that's from my perspective looking at you. Right. It has nothing to do with who you are. It's my thoughts of the people around me.
Right.
Right. I will quickly share. For me, I don't feel healthy these days. Evan has given me plenty of shit about the amount of food I keep bringing home.
That's a good friend.
There's been a lot of snacks.
It is a good friend. There's been too many snacks. But
I just want to clarify. I don't tell him he looks bad or anything.
No.
I just tell him there's a lot of snacks and sugars.
He's just pointing out the facts.
That's it.
Let me piece it together.
I'm just trying to let him make his own decisions.
Yes.
I don't throw him out.
No.
Yet. I'm going to go eat some cookies right after this. So.
No.
You should put him in a bag and I'll pick him up.
It's funny. Like, I can feel like it's like you feel guilty about it. I start to feel badly about the fact that I'm enjoying my time. You know what I'm saying? It's like I feel badly about the fact that I enjoy having a snack. Where it's like I'm happy with it, and that's what comes back to it for me with that whole jealousy thing. I'm jealous of people that can be happy just the way that they are, because I'm not. And I'm never like I don't think I'm ever going to be until much later in my life, and then I'm probably just not going to give a shit anymore.
Yeah,
but it's like right now I'm only young for so long. You know what I mean? I can't be wasting my youth putting on weight. Well, how could I do that to myself? Like, it's a stupid, it's a stupid fucking thought process. It's like, bro, like I'm going to be fine. Exactly like you said, you spend a week out of the gym, you're not going to change.
Yeah.
Your body doesn't change that amount of time. But that's the way that, see, that's the way that I think, though.
The only reason I made that face is because when I take a break from the gym, I instinctively stop eating as healthy. I stop eating as much. And then I do notice a change.
Mm-hmm. You know what it is, dude? Like it's that instant gratification with snacks, man. It tastes and feel good. So it's like when you don't have that with the gym, you don't have the instant, like, I'm doing something for myself. So you grab something. Dude, the amount of churches I eat when I'm not in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Love I think I'm the opposite of you guys because normally when people like stop going to the gym, they stop eating healthy, but they are going to the gym, they are.
Yeah,
I don't eat healthy and go to the gym, and that's my balance.
Sure. Yeah,
I respect
it. I've been eating a lot of takeout, like a lot of takeout. Ruben always
but you've been going to the gym like every day.
I've been going to the gym and I've just been, you know, cancel each other out. So that's solid. That's my balance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. One of the two will catch up and then that's how you, that's when you adjust.
I guess.
I've been going good for a year. It mm-hmm. seems to work out.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Cavs? Do you feel healthy?
I do. Yeah, I feel healthy. Just because I've been pretty, consistency is the main thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
I've been pretty consistent the past, most of this year.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I feel healthy. But like I was saying, if I take a break from the gym, even for a few days, and I'm not eating right, and I look in the mirror and I notice like small differences, then my mindset changes very quickly from that. And I'm, but I'm, the fact that I'm noticing that more often, in tune with that is, it feels good to be in tune with that a little bit.
Mm.
Just out of curiosity, how long are your gym sessions for the viewers?
It's like 2 hour long, right?
Depends on the day.
Let's get a min max.
I just want to say for everyone out there, from a coach perspective, there's actually, it's all relative. How long
as in like what how
like what your goal is. For example, if you like a lot of bodybuilders for spending a long time because their volume is long, they have to do more stuff, and like the rest is managed
time under tension.
Sure.
It's part of it, but
that's a phrase.
That's a saying that was in the book, right?
Get this guy no personal training.
Like cue card time under tension.
Hypertrophy.
I know words.
Muscle memory. Good,
but yeah,
muscle memory.
So it depends on what your goals are.
Yes.
So like to ask you this is like someone who wants to squeeze in a 45-minute workout. That's fine.
Dude, if you want to squeeze in a 15-minute workout, it's better than a 0-minute workout.
Boom! I know fitness. Here we go.
Yes, sir. Amen. Sick.
Minimum 2 hours.
That is your minimum.
That is.
Yeah. Crazy. And that's the thing is sometimes a lot of people can get hung up on the idea, oh, I don't have the time to dedicate to going to the gym. But 15 minutes is better than 0 minutes. But I wouldn't waste my time for 15 minutes.
I wouldn't.
If you were go doing for it at least
45 the fitness industry is fucking, it's fake. Like
Athlean X.
Yeah, no, it's just like there's no such thing as do's and don'ts. It's all relative. You just got to do your own research. Yeah.
Let's get moving.
Yeah.
Let's get moving. No one does their own research.
There's one thing that's true. Movement is medicine. So
I like that too. That's a nice little spot to kind of end off there. I think it's important that we take care of ourselves physically because it does pertain to your mental health. And whatever taking care of yourself looks like might be different person to person. I think that's the other thing too, like we're all like-minded, and so we talk about going to the gym and blah blah blah, and you've switched I guess some of your framework and the way that you look at fitness to this whole mobility aspect, and that's the way that you've kind of focused a lot of your training on. For myself, I still go to the gym and it's just resistance training. I'm just weight training, right? Yourself seems to be fairly similar, but you've incorporated a ton of stretching, I've noticed recently, in what you do.
Yes, sir.
Which is really, really good. Really good stuff. Thanks, Hive. I feel like you and I work out fairly similarly in the sense that we go and we've got our routine, we've got our list of exercises that we go through, and we just
the only thing that I added in was warming up my rotator cuff. Yeah, thanks, Ivan, because I was having pain in my right shoulder, and Ivan helped me fix that.
Oh,
so I do that, but that's it.
Yeah.
Everything else is still... Same.
Yeah. Even the rotator cuff warm-up, actually huge difference once I found out.
Yeah.
Mm.
What were you going to say?
Any warm-up.
No, Ivan showed me some really good mobility stuff for my legs. And you told me these workouts because I have bad mobility issues with my ankles, and so it affects my ability to do squats.
Yeah.
And you showed me these alternative things. You were showing me like these cross-ack fucking... split squat things and like lunges, the cross act lunges where you do like the leg behind with like you got a kettlebell and you do it. Anyways.
And then they went to the gym.
Yeah, and then I went to the gym. But I remember we were on our trip in Whistler and we were drunkenly going over some workouts and you gave me a list of workouts for a leg day.
I don't remember.
You gave me a full on workout and it's been sick, and like I've noticed like improvements in my strength and mobility, and I'm able to do more with my legs. I have stronger legs because of what you did.
Nice.
And that makes me feel good. When I do a leg day now, I feel good with my leg day. I like my leg day.
You'll be crushing watermelon in no time.
Buddy, get right between here. Anyways, please. I'll tie that up. It's important to us that we take care of ourselves physically.
Right.
I encourage all of the listeners and viewers of the podcast, take care of yourself physically, especially if you're going through shit that's like harder to deal with. Use it as a tool. Fitness as a tool is a good thing. We talked about it a little bit with Megan too, where you can use... as an outlet. We were talking about with Megan and Tayshia. You can use the gym as an outlet, but are you really dealing with your problems? Yes, you are dealing with your problems because you're building this thing. You're using this as a tool to strengthen yourself up physically, then mentally. And it works. It's this domino effect. So yeah, encourage everybody to take care of themselves.
Move.
And hope you all enjoyed this week's episode. And this, as I said earlier at the start, this is week 4 of Movember. We have one more. Next week, it's going to be a nice little catch-up episode in the sense that we're doing a check-in. If we look back to the episode with AJ and myself and Kabir, we did a mental health check-in and we looked at the aspects of our lives. I think it was work life, personal life, and mental health, rating that on a scale of 1 to 10. That's going to be next week with two other guests, not AJ again. Can't just make him the check-in guy.
It's Jay. But,
we'll see who's
AJ
coming
with
in.
A mustache. This
That's not AJ. Definitely not AJ.
That would be really funny, though.
Yeah.
Since it's Movember.
Yeah.
And you can't grow a mustache.
I would have loved to see it happen. But anyways, hope you all enjoyed this week's episode. Thank you, Ivan, for coming in and lending some, I guess, like you have like a clearer outlook on fitness. You know what you're talking about, so you can, I guess, speak to it in a way that's a bit more credible than just guys who work out and take care of themselves in a
Protein shakes. I love that commercial.
All right, we'll see y'all next week with another episode. Peace.
Protein.